reported an urgent and horrifying news story.
Now, I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now, this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Okay, we're getting closer to it. Oregon State and Washington State, and now of course the Mountain West, are in the final stages of striking a football scheduling agreement for the 2024 season that includes a lucrative financial package for Mountain West schools, sources tell Yahoo Sports. So, you're going to have questions about this. I get it. Is it football only? Will the two teams be independent? What's the TV deal look like? And what kind of money are we talking about when you say lucrative financial package? Well, we've got all the answers for you, or some of them. The remaining two members of the Pac-12 and the Mountain West are finalizing the long-talked-about partnership, and it should be announced in the next 2 days. The agreement for now is just one season, is expected to include a fee of about $14 million paid to the Mountain West. So $14 million just to the Mountain West, or is it? It's not 14.
It's just to the Mountain West, and they'll split it.
Okay.
Among there, the, what, 12, 13 schools?
I don't know. Between the what?
How many schools in the Mountain West?
Is there 12?
Yeah.
12.
So you get like 1.3 something.
Spread it out? Okay. The alliance is built around what's termed a 7+1 format, where Mountain West teams play 7 conference games, not 8. So Mountain West teams would play one less conference game. So the plus one game against either Washington State or Oregon State. So CSU, for example, would play 7 Mountain West conference games, and then the 8th or the plus one, which just whatever, is either going to be Washington State or Oregon State. There's an option to extend the deal to the 2025 season. The two Pac-12 members will not be eligible for the Mountain West Championship and will compete as quasi-independents under the Pac-12 banner. All this is according to YahooSports.com. The Mountain West schools with previously scheduled non-conference games against one of the two schools will play the other as well during the same season. So, if they already had a previously scheduled non-conference game with an Oregon State or a Washington State, they'll just play the other one, too, as a part of that. There's not expected to be a contractual requirement for a long-term merger between the two, but there is intent and understanding of a full-time membership for OSU and WSU in the Mountain West or a merger. The broadcasting rights thing, you want to know about that? The Mountain West, the broadcasting rights right now, Mountain West home games against OSU and Washington State will be televised in regular fashion by Mountain West conference TV partners Fox and CBS Sports, CBS Sports Network. The league will keep the additional media rights revenue from those games to be distributed across the conference. So there's really nothing changing on that side. It's all going to be Mountain West TV contract stuff. Oregon State and Washington State are still looking to negotiate a broadcasting agreement with those networks and potentially others to televise their own home games. The Pac-12's TV deal with ESPN and Fox, of course, ends after this year. So it's done pretty much at this point. For now, at least, the scheduling alliance is football only. What else are we missing? What else are we questioning about the Pac-2 Mountain West merger?
Does that plus one game count towards your Mountain West standing?
No.
Okay.
So it's a non-conference game.
So let's say Air Force and Boise State are 6-1 in Mountain West play, and then they both play their conference games, and they say they both lose, they would still be in the Mountain West championship.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Oregon State and Washington State will basically be Notre Dame. For those of you wondering what the quasi-independent thing is, they will be Notre Dame. They will be independent.
So would the better of those teams be declared the Pac-12 champ?
I guess.
Yeah, just based on record, and then they'd have to play each other. So you base it on record head-to-head and make it easier.
That part's weird. That part's weird. You know, it's just going to be come down to two teams. It doesn't matter what their record would be, would it?
I don't think it would.
Because they'd still have to play.
If Oregon State goes, you know, 11-3 and Washington State goes 8-8 and whatever.
But they play for the Pac-2 championship.
Oh, you just declare a champion.
Okay. Then that's
say you had the better record this year.
Don't actually have the game. The game would just be funny, though.
Well, that's what the Big 12 used to do. They used to just say, hey, you had the best record, you're the champ. Until they added their championship game a few years ago.
Yep, and that's a whole fun conversation that I like to get into, because I like both of them, but I think only one should exist. I don't know which one that should be. I think basketball, football, whatever we're talking about, you're either regular season champs, just like the NFL does, or it's a conference champion. I don't like the two. I don't like mixing the two. It's just confusing to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, we were the regular season champ.
Based on your regular season.
Yeah.
And you have a better record, you are the Pac-12 champ.
Well, because some conferences do just the regular season, and they're the champ, right? Some of them do that still?
In basketball, yes.
Basketball.
I think in football, it's pretty much a conference championship game.
Yeah. In basketball, yeah, theirs is weird, too, because you can win the regular season conference. Like, you can win the regular season championship. UNC could win the regular season. They could be the best team in the Big Sky in the regular season and win that. They could have a banner for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they're going dancing. They still got to win the tournament. I don't like that. It's do one or the other.
Regular season champ gets you a bid into a lower tournament.
Yes, true. There is still something to it. Mm-hmm. So just football only at this point. How does it even work in basketball? I guess the independence is just at large, so it's... You just make your entire schedule as non-conference,
mm-hmm.
and you just, if you win a lot, you're a good team, then I guess you go in, you get a chance. Here's the tough part for Oregon State and Washington State. Let's say they go undefeated. Now, they would have all the Mountain West teams they'd be playing, right? Which would be seven.
Mm-hmm.
They'd play each other, I guess.
Yeah, so you'd play seven Mountain West opponents, and then those two teams would have a head-to-head game.
And so there's eight, so then they'd have to find, what, three, four other non-conference games?
Yep. They could do, I think, at least three.
They would have to pack that one big time. Like, mm-hmm. they would have to go after big teams.
Yep.
Because that's your only resume builder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough.
Would they try to keep the Oregon-Washington rivalries going?
Yeah, I think so.
Because that could be a non-conference game.
We've heard that both, haven't you heard that both Washington State, Washington, and then Oregon and Oregon State want to keep their thing going?
Should.
Yeah.
I mean, because we see that in football. I know, I don't know if the Red River rivalry will continue because the SEC is doing pod-based scheduling. But I know Oklahoma and Oklahoma State won't play each other on a regular basis anymore.
Is the pod-based scheduling just geographical, or is that?
For the SEC, it's you have three opponents that you will lock in to play every year, and then the other four are just rotated.
Hmm.
So, like, Bama would always play LSU, Auburn, and some other team. I think Tennessee.
Well, this is an interesting thing, man. It is. I think this is just ultimately going to lead to they're all together in a conference?
Eventually, I think it's kind of you're putting the Pac-12 on standby, and it's up to those two schools. Can you get enough to make yourself a legit conference? If not, can you bring together four other schools and say, hey, we're going to bring six more schools to the Mountain West?
Good move or bad move?
It was
the only move, right?
Yeah.
So you can say it might be a dumb move, but it was the only move they had left.
It's better than going strictly independent and crippling your athletic budget.
Yeah, because they're going to get their games will be on TV, which they're not going to get any of that money, though. Oregon State and Washington State. The league will keep the additional media rights revenue from those games to be distributed across the conference.
Yeah, so they need to figure out a way to broadcast their home games.
Yeah, because they're going to be on all those Mountain West games. And if I'm Fox and CBS Sports Network, I definitely want the games that Washington State and Oregon State, that's a bigger market. I want those teams on. Are they going to not get any of the share? Is there any kind of advertising stuff they can get? I don't know. But then again, they are getting all the money from the rest of the Pac-12 teams. So maybe they're not hurting for it as much.
You know, we know how these TV contracts go. They're not just little one-year deals. They're 5-6 year, almost 10-year, you know, plans. So when Oregon State, Washington State don't have a secured plan for the future, it's hard to go to the negotiation table and say, hey, can we just do this for a year and see how it goes? It's not how these businesses work.
And there is potential they're going to try to get this same deal done, just copy and paste it to 2025. Mm-hmm. So do it for two seasons. I guess, does this give the Pac-12, Pac-2 time to negotiate a TV deal with the Apple TV, and then you come together with Fox, CBS Sports Network, and Apple TV and say, let's just have a round-robin thing here. You carry these games, we'll carry the games you're not, and we'll carry the games you're not, and we'll just have we'll work it out.
You got 8 months to figure it out.
Because the only way this works, well, two ways.
This works for the Mountain West.
The second way, yes, but with the new stuff going on, with what potentially is coming down the pipe with all the college football playoffs and how that could expand and change, I don't know. This all could be for naught. But number one, it's all about the TV deals. You got to get these things on TV and you got to show out. And number two is, unlike this year, you got to have some reps, man. You got to have some Mount West teams repping. You got to have guys leading. You got to make this conference attractive. And they're behind the boat. Look what happened to Air Force, man. Just dropped everything. So there's a lot to this. It's weird. I'm guessing they're just going to, because the Mount West has the better TV deal, Angel. So if there's anybody that's going to join another conference, it's going to be the Pac-2 joining the Mountain West, right? What would be the reasoning for the Mount West to join the Pac-2 and until they have a TV deal done, which they don't have one done yet? Can Oregon State and Washington State really negotiate that with ESPN, Fox, and CBS Sports Network?
I think it's just the brand of the Pac-12. It's an iconic brand in sports and college athletics, and it's not one you would want to just, all right, the Pac-12 is just done forever.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen either.
Because there's so much branding and merchandising and all of that stuff that goes with it.
But without getting a proper TV deal, you're better off staying with the Mount West, going into the Mount West, because they have a proper TV deal.
Sure, and that may be the ultimately end up being their only option. But like I said, you have 8 months to a year to figure out a way to keep the Pac-12 as a brand alive.
Eastside Chris, here I am complaining about the NBA in-season tournament, how complicated it is. And listen to this.
It seems more simple.
Because we follow it. You know, it's not new. We know about the conferences, and we know realignment happens. Not to this magnitude, but it is somewhat complicated, the whole discussion of this. Eastside Chris, Brady, don't sweat it. AI will figure it out. Big Hub, start with the two teams in the Mountain West Conference Championship. For what, Big Hub? Start with the two teams in the Mountain West Conference Championship. As far as leading this thing, I don't know. I'm interested to get your elaboration on that one.
I'd say right now, as a brand, the Mountain West isn't as powerful as the Pac-12. Even just as a Pac-2, the brand itself and the imagery.
Correct,
of
like
it.
The actual brand. Right. Yeah, I got you. The logo and all that stuff. Pac-12
is
bigger.
Mountain West on their side is, we have to make ourselves look as good as possible. The Pac-12 on their side is saying, we need to make sure we can survive because our brand is too big to fall.
Big Hub saying, go to Pac-12 first, so go there. They should fall in line. What happens if the Mountain West kicks out of Oregon State and Washington State next year? Does that give them ground to stand on and they could say, hey, we're better football than you. We're putting better product together. You come to our conference. Does a win-loss thing do anything?
Maybe in terms of just the reputation, but the Mountain West can improve with Oregon State and Washington State. The Pac-12 would be looked at as lesser if they merged all of the Mountain West over to the Pac-12 again. You'd have a full conference, but it wouldn't be considered...
It's the Mountain West plus two.
It wouldn't be considered the a Power Five at that point.
I don't think so. As good as, you know.
And then, as much as the Pac-12 wants to fight for their brand, the Mountain West is also trying to hold on to their brand.
Yeah, and as good as Oregon State was like this year, well, look what happened. Their coach is gone. Greener pastures. You know? So those are, I know we joke and say Washington State and Oregon State, well, they're not stepping stone schools. Not in the sense that Mountain West teams are, but they're still stepping stone schools to the Oregons and the Washingtons and the Notre Dames and the Alabamas. Those are the jobs, the Texases and all that. Well, I'm glad they're getting something done. You know, I really, really, really interested to see what the TV deal is going to look like, what the Pac-12 can figure out. Because you guys know my take on the whole, you know, Apple TV thing, the digital thing. I think you got to be on linear TV. We're not that advanced yet. You still got to be on regular satellite cable, whatever, that people can get to easily. And not 4 million apps that take 4 million hours to download. You can't exit out and recall and all that stuff. You got to load it back up if you want to go back in and watch it after halftime. You can't do it. 22 minutes after the hour. Quick break coming up. Kareem Jackson has some big plans. He's meeting with somebody important. We'll talk about it next.
Scores, interviews, and more. Preps Rewind with Mike Danson. Saturdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Glad you could be with us here. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Broncos safety Kareem Jackson said he is flying to New York to meet with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. He is doing that today to get more clarity about his latest suspension and the way the league enforces its player safety rules. Yeah, get to the bottom of this. All right. I'm going to figure out what's going on. You know what? I got to hand it to him. He organized this. He set this up. I want to meet with you face to face. Explain it to me. Instead of just sending me memos. Did you get that memo? Did you get that memo? Now, this is an office space. This is real life. And I'm pumped for Kareem Jackson. Go get the sit down with him and have the conversation. No more memos.
Just stop using your helmet to tackle. That'd be great.
Yeah, I want him to get more clarity. And if that's what they say, give him more clarity. But I don't like the whole professional lawyer memo talk because it's happening enough now. He clearly cares. He wants to play in the NFL still. He's made enough money. I'm sure he could retire and be done. But he clearly wants to try to get some clarity on this. He said, for me, I see a lot of the same things happening around the league where guys aren't going through what I'm going through. No flags, no fines, no suspensions, Jackson said Tuesday night. And he's right. There are other players with the same kind of hit, if not worse, that aren't getting them. The problem is his keeps stacking up. That's one of the things.
Was he flagged on the first one?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
he wasn't on the second one.
Yeah. Which one?
The Vikings one. Because there wasn't a penalty on that one. But the first one, he did get a penalty.
Yeah, that was the fumble.
Right.
Yeah, that was the fumble one. He said, I'm not really sure why I'm being treated the way I'm being treated. I'm making regular football plays. Nothing malicious, in my opinion. I just want to know why I'm the only person going through what I'm going through. I'm really interested to see what they come up with. They're probably going to sit down with him with a giant screen and go, here's what's going on. And then he's going to bring up other players and go, yeah, but I've seen this guy do this, this guy do this, this guy do this. And he's going to get an explanation, hopefully. And he can bring that back. I hope something good comes from it. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's about the intention of the hit or it's too hard of a hit or it's too aggressive. I think it's the technicality of how you are making a tackle and the safety aspect of it.
Yeah, he's been fined now $837,000, so he's wanting to figure this out. I mean, we're getting close to $1 million there.
I mean, this is the same league that suspended their own videographer for celebrating a touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, this guy was doing social media videos.
Seriously?
It was the guy that Tyreek Hill grabbed a phone
and did the backflip. Yeah. I saw that.
He got suspended by the NFL for celebrating getting a cool little moment on his phone. And then the NFL used the same video on their social media account.
Wow. 30 minutes after the hour, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, coming up next. CSU hosting CU tonight, Rocky Mountain Showdown. Let's get a take from the Buffs side of things. Mark, coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
I had a feeling this would happen. Mark told me he was going to be driving back from bird hunting in Kansas, but he should be good to do the interview today. Well, Angel, have you been to Kansas? The parts of Kansas I've been to, there's not a lot of cell service, so.
I've driven through Kansas twice.
What parts, do you remember what parts of Kansas, by chance?
I think Topeka.
Ah!
I think we may have stopped at some random Chinese buffet in Nowhere, Kansas.
I heard the Topeka Chinese restaurants were amazing.
It was around the time when my older sister was starting to drive, and my dad was like, okay, you can drive in Kansas because there's absolutely nothing there.
Nothing there, you know, in Kansas. Yeah.
Kansas City is not in Kansas.
No, it's not. They're very good. A lot of people don't.
I didn't know that for a long time.
Did you really?
It's like, why would it not be in
Kansas?
Well,
it's weird. Like, why do the people that name things are the same people that name conferences in football? Like, they name, like, there's all these confusing things when it comes to, you know, like, I grew up in Cheyenne County, and it was Cheyenne Wells. Makes sense. The town was called Cheyenne Wells. The county is Cheyenne County. Now, Angel, there is a town 30 minutes away from Cheyenne Wells called Kit Carson. But Kit Carson is in Cheyenne County. There is a place called Burlington that is about 45 miles the opposite direction, and that is in Kit Carson County. So explain that. That's dumb. That's really dumb. There's a county and a town, and the town's not even in the same county.
Do you know there's a city of Athens in like 15 states?
That bugs me too. No Athens. You know, no Athens.
The one I know is Athens, Georgia.
Right. That's the only
one. There's also an Athens, Alabama.
That's just complicated, man.
And Athens, Georgia is actually the sixth largest city in Georgia.
We can't get more creative with the names and stuff. Like,
there's also a Rome, Georgia. I know that.
And that's confusing, too. Hey,
Paris,
I'm going
Texas.
To Rome. When in Rome, right? In Georgia, different.
Honey, we're going to Paris. France, Texas.
Texas. Totally the opposite thing there. Yeah, that bothers me. Those things bother me. The Kansas City thing.
Start
that,
making things up.
We can create words. We can do
We've
that.
Been doing it forever.
Just make up different names, man. You know, I'm telling you, the Kit Carson town and then Kit Carson County, you would think Kit Carson, and they're not that far. It'd be like, it'd be one thing, Angel, if they were in two different states. Kit Carson's probably an hour away from Burlington. And Burlington is in Kit Carson County, and Kit Carson is in Cheyenne County.
The Code Factory?
Exactly. That's also another confusing thing. My wife, when I first moved up here, she's always like, we're going to go to Burlington. I'm like, why in God's name do we want to go to there? To Burlington. She's like, no, the Coat Factory. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go there. Definitely go there. Not going to drive out to Burlington. No offense to Burlington, but there's nothing to do but a McDonald's. Like, I don't think there's anything there. Hmm. So, yeah, we can be creative, Angel, and make up names for things, but we just don't. Like the NBA. Hey, we've got an idea for an in-season tournament. Awesome, I like where this is going. What do you want to call it? Well, it's in the season, and it is a tournament, so we kind of just thought we'd go with that.
What are they playing for? A trophy?
No.
Oh, cup.
It's a cup. It's different.
Is it sponsored by anybody? No.
No, but the courts will have logos everywhere. I mean, we're just not creative anymore. We just, you know.
I don't think we could even ask AI to do it. It would, like, you couldn't give me enough information to make something new.
Angel, did you see the story about Sports Illustrated? The AI thing?
They're writing stories with AI and stuff like that.
They're going beyond that, man. Like, it's so they're basically, they have AI writers or whatever they are, robots, and they're writing, like, in Sports Illustrated, like the lifestyle stuff. So kind of advertising kind of thing. So it's like, hi, you want to go kayaking or something? Well, here's Brendan Johnson, and he is known for his, they're actually writing bios, and they're buying pictures of people. You can buy AI photos online, and they're buying pictures, putting them online, and giving them a bio. Brendan loves the outdoors. He knows everything there is to know, so if he tells you to buy it, then he is 100% right. And people have been doing like a deep dive into this, and they are buying pictures, and they're randomly putting these pictures up, these bios up of these guys that are supposed to be selling you stuff.
Here's a little snippet from one of their articles talking about volleyball. Quote, can be a little tricky to get into, especially without an actual ball to practice with. Quote.
Well, it's a matter of fact.
Yeah. I think ESPN does on like their brief little sport game recap. It's like UNC Bears beat New Mexico State. St. Thomas had 20 points and 10 rebounds.
I saw,
and it's a very simple brief.
I saw one of those. I can't remember who it was. One of our friends that's on the show a lot. I don't remember who it was. Tweeted it out and is like, "Wow, this is the first example of a sports article from AI." And it was seriously like, just for the lack of thinking of the teams that were in it. CU took down the UNC Bears last night by a score of whatever. The Bears lost to the CU Buffs last night with the score of this. I mean, it's like it just reiterated the sentence again. Just it's like when I was in high school and they say it's journal time. You got to write in your journals. You got to write different reviews and stuff. It's got to be a full page. Well, you get to the point where you're like halfway through the page and you're just like reiterating everything you're saying over again. That's AI. A stupid high school kid that's just trying to fill the page. But that Sports Illustrated story, dude, that's pretty bad, man. I grew up reading Sports Illustrated. I loved Sports Illustrated. And now they're just creating. This is the problem, man. This AI stuff. And I don't really agree with actors and screen people or whatever they are, but their little strike about AI taking over, I get it. I get it, man.
I think people are becoming more aware of it and they're able to spot it easier to where it's like, that doesn't sound like a human wrote that or thought that.
No.
Like, humans,
it's a robot.
Don't think, like, yeah, volleyball's hard to practice if you don't have a ball.
Yeah. It's matter of fact. They're matter of fact. There is no, like, joking around. It's just like,
there's no sarcasm. There's no.
It's. You can't.
Do you mean something else by that?
You can't argue with that. That's just a fact. It is hard to practice volleyball without a ball. Maybe we need more of that in journalism where it's just the facts.
Could you imagine?
Just the facts, though. Like, don't color up the article. Don't make it fun. And it's just tonight, after tonight's game. CSU took beats CU 78-74. The game lasted 2 hours and 45 minutes. It was in Fort Collins.
I think I wrote, I had an assignment in journalism school that was kind of like that, where it was like, here's a story about a warehouse factory that got burned in a fire. Write a lead. I was like, a warehouse factory burned in a fire. And I got it wrong. I was like, what do you want me to say? That's exactly what happened.
Warehouse factory. No more.
I had to write, or I like made something up like glass factory causes trauma to workers and fire. And it's like, don't make up trauma for people. Like, what?
Oh, that's dumb. The warehouse one, you could totally be like, where? Like, W-H-E-R-E? House? Burned in a fire.
Oh, they made clothes, so it's a where, W-E-A-R, house.
Where warehouse?
And the owner was a werewolf.
We could totally do this. Write headlines. We could be AI, because it's very much just straight up, straightforward.
I mean, a certain Hulligan wanted to just compile all of our podcasts and say, give me a sports show.
Technically, you could do that. And isn't that crazy? They could take my voice and your voice and type in what they wanted to hear, which is also creepy.
You could just.
There's no personality.
You put a podcast, an audio file into an AI, transcribe it, and say, hey, give me a sports segment with Brady and Angel talking about the NBA tournament. And it would just jumble together every mention
that's
of it.
So
and
weird.
Put out, Brady, I do not like the tournament.
Is that not scare anybody? Are we a little scared about that?
I don't think enough people watched Terminator growing up.
Like, I'm not even. I'm obviously the Jobs thing's scary, but the fact that they're getting that smart, I mean, they're walking around the freaking, was it SoFi or where were they? Were they walking around?
Yeah, it was SoFi.
Was it SoFi they were walking around, the robots?
I think those were just people in costumes.
You think so?
And makeup. It's Hollywood.
Do you think, was it really? Was it just people in makeup? It wasn't robots? I like to call them
like
robots.
If there was like humanoid robots walking around, we would have, you know, be a little more aware of it.
I think we got to be ready, man.
I think Will Smith did a movie about that.
Yeah, was it iRobot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're not supposed to harm humans. Hmm.
Well, that's how they get you. They tell you that we're...
Until they figure out, I can protect humans by harming other humans that may harm them.
And then, but I harmed that human, and he wanted to harm that human for some reason, so he must be bad. I must harm that human.
Eliminate all humans.
That's how it starts, man. This is how this all goes down. And you just got to be ready for
Where's John Connor? Make sure he's okay. We're going to need him.
We're going to need that guy. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I couldn't believe that Sports Illustrated story, though. I mean, I can't imagine having, like, I'm going to tell you that there's an insider you should trust. It'd be one thing if it was just an AI article, and it was, like, talking about these kayaks in a certain brand, and it was going into description of the kayak, but they actually put a bio next to the guy writing it, which is supposed to make you believe that he knows his crap, so you should trust him and then go purchase whatever it is he's promoting on their little paid program or their paid articles on Sports Illustrated.
I think this text from Big Hub is AI generated.
What do you say? Alabama just wants to be like Georgia?
In what way? Please explain.
Well, he's a Georgia guy, so.
Please explain.
Well, they're about to go three-time. They're about to be a three-peater.
Who was the last team that had a shot to do that?
Well, probably Alabama, but they didn't do it, right?
No, thanks, Auburn.
So Georgia's got a chance to do that. Now Alabama's got to win. They got to beat them. They got to beat them this week.
Remind me where your coach came from. Who made Kirby Smart?
Doesn't matter. Who made Mike McDaniel? So does that mean...
Shanahan.
Does that mean that Shanahan will always be better than Mike McDaniel?
Right now, yeah.
But always.
Which Shanahan are we talking about?
Kyle.
With both of them.
Well, both, yeah. Is Mike Shanahan better than Mike McDaniel?
Right now, yeah.
Is Kyle Shanahan better than Mike McDaniel?
Right now, yeah.
Will he always be that way? Just because no matter what Mike McDaniel does, Kyle Shanahan will take the credit for that.
You can give him credit. I mean, Shanahan...
Just using your own thing, man.
Until Mike McDaniel goes to a couple Super Bowls, they're going to be on the same...
Yeah, but Kyle will always get to say, yeah, but I taught him everything.
Mike will always say, I taught Kyle everything.
Big Hub says, I was talking about statewide, but yes, Kirby and Bobo are the greatest ever. Go Dogs. Mike Bobo drop there. I do like Mike Bobo.
Yeah, no.
And you're not a Mike Bobo guy? I like Mike Bobo.
I meant the Georgia thing.
Flying Dutchman. Oregon wins the national title. Bo Nix is NFL ready. They got to be Washington. They got to be Washington first, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're favorites in that game, though, aren't they? The Ducks?
Mm-hmm.
This is... So it's... Georgia, Michigan, Washington, and Florida State, right?
Mm-hmm.
1-4. As of right now, those are your college football playoff teams, right?
Yep.
Who are the teams that have a realistic shot that are playing this weekend? You've got Oregon and Washington. If Oregon wins, they probably get in, right? Because what are they sitting at, 7?
Yes. 6 or 7. I think they're 6.
Okay, I had it up here 5 seconds ago, and now it's gone forever. Oregon is 5. According to the college football playoff rankings, Oregon's sitting at 5. You beat Washington State, you go up. Does Washington State drop out?
I don't know.
Because Florida State should win this weekend, right? Louisville?
I don't know.
Louisville? Georgia and Bama. Bama is sitting at 8. If they beat the number one team, can they realistically still get in, or are they going to need help?
I think they could realistically get in without help, because I think beating the number one team is a big deal. But it wouldn't hurt if Oregon and or Texas lost to just get them out of the way.
Texas
and then you
is
have
going
Ohio
up against
State
Oklahoma State,
just sitting there waiting to see what happens.
I mean, they're going to be like vultures. They come in and pick this whole thing off by watching all the carnage.
They love them because You lost on the road to the number two team, and you dropped two spots.
There, the committee does love Ohio State, but I will say that there's a lot of people giving Ohio State a bunch of crap, and that their record has been so good, but they just can't beat Michigan.
Oh, and they just don't play anybody.
That's true.
Sorry, there's four good teams in the Big Ten right now.
Boy, this weekend's going to be wild. It's going to be great. There's so much into it. There's so much reason to watch. It's great.
Depending on what happens Friday, it changes my level of interest.
Friday is the Oregon-Washington game, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Ooh, doctor.
And the only reason Oregon's at where they're at, it's not because of their strength of schedule. It's not because of who they've beaten.
It's
because
they've
beaten
Nicks.
One team. It's because you had a 3-point loss to Washington, so that somehow makes you a good team. I don't get it. Your loss looked better than all of your wins. Make it make sense.
It never makes sense to me. This is why next year will maybe make some more sense.
Probably not.
Win your conference. Be a top five conference.
Are we doing the best 12 or the most deserving 12?
Maybe the NBA in-season tournament is easier than all this stuff. Maybe, Angel. Maybe.
It's possible. Maybe soccer is just the way to go.
Maybe we need to
it's a worldwide sport for a reason.
Maybe we've been going about it all wrong. Because I always complain about the NHL. Like, why don't you just go wins, losses? Stop with the points.
What if we just looked at sports as what it is? It's playing a game. You win some, you lose some, you have fun.
It's so much more than that, Angel. And you know it. Dixon, other guys have been fined for this too. And sure, just like anything, you could sift through mountains. Oh, talking about Kareem. Of course, Dixon's just wanted to get after Kareem. And find similar infractions that weren't called at the time. It's not a yeah, but he did a similar thing here, and nothing happened to him. It's not fair. It's not about that. He needs to change the way he plays and quit hitting dudes in the helmet. I don't disagree. I'm just...
Or hitting dudes with your helmet.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that a little more clarity that's not just in a office space Lumberg-type memo would be sufficient for me. I would like to hear a conversation play out. An understanding. Because those memos are probably written by AI. 12:50 the time. Let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Yeah. Flying Dutchman. The big day is Sunday. Bowl announcement day, Angel. James Madison's going to get their bowl announcement, all because CSU lost to Hawaii last Saturday. Crazy. Certainly, was a big impactor there. James Madison's going to get a bowl game, dude.
Are they?
Yeah. They're going to get a bowl game. I seriously, like, check it out. Because there was the lack of bowl teams this year. They didn't have enough 6-win teams. So they got to go with...
Will they forego the 2-year waiting period?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I'm pretty sure, unless that was an AI scam article that I read. Flying Dutchman... Confirm, you're our resident James Madison person.
James Madison and Jacksonville State are each headed to bowl games for the first time in the program's history.
The hell, man?
Filling two openings because there were not enough eligible teams to take all 82 slots.
Is that weird, though? Should you have just given it to the five?
Why not go to the five teams?
Right, why not go to CSU then? They're in it. They're playing in it. I know you've got a... You're in your year because they're making their transition to D1 FBS, but the rules is the rules.
Yeah. Because... They can make an exception for 5-win teams when there's not enough. But because JMU has been fighting so much, kind of just satisfy them. Say, okay, enough. Here's your bowl game.
Are they undefeated?
It's the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Or what's their record?
I believe they're undefeated.
Are they undefeated? Well, that makes a little more sense.
They're 11-1.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, rules are meant to be broken, especially college rules. Would you rather see James Madison or CSU in a bowl game?
Probably CSU, because Wait your turn. You want to play with the big boys, you got to wait.
But that's your only reason is not necessarily because...
It's in the rules. It's in the rules.
I still got
they
a little
put
bit
that
of a cold
rule in place
coughing.
For a reason. And now because you complained enough in this society, and I'm the victim, give me what I want. Here's your bowl game, the Pop-Tart Bowl.
But they also won 11 games.
Sure, and that's great. Keep it up for another year, and you can go to an actual bowl game.
Yeah, but those are hard to come by, so you got to take advantage of it when you get it.
If you win undefeated next year, you may be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they ain't going undefeated. What conference are they going to? The Billy Bob Thornton Conference? I don't even know.
The Sun Belt.
Okay.
Congrats. You're like the middle of the group of five.
Flying Dutchman, I'm sorry.
It's a great story. It'd be greater next year.
Yeah, well, no, I don't care. It's fine.
No, because now everyone's not rooting for you anymore. Everyone was rooting for you to
way.
Be good in the next couple of years because, oh, yeah, remember when you had to wait 2 years and now you've really got it? Now it's just, oh, okay, you're in a bowl game. Congrats.
Dude, look at this. I just refreshed this page. And this ad popped up. Create AI images for International Jaguar Day. What? Are they listening to us, man?
Is it Jaguar Day?
I don't know. Why? Is that a day that we need to have?
Raise awareness about the threats faced by jaguars and the efforts we should make to protect them.
Well, I agree. Jaguars are threatening.
Jaguars, cheetahs, or leopards?
I like jaguars.
What's the difference?
Not much. Cheetahs are faster than hell. That's pretty much it. All right, final hour of the show. Broncos, Texans, let's start. This Texans team is for real. That quarterback might be an MVP. We'll be right back.